Well, welcome to worship. We're so glad you're here.
Today we're going to read from Psalm 150 and from the book of Ephesians. I want to encourage you to turn to Psalm 150. You can find the book of Psalms right in the center of your Bible. And then when I go to Ephesians, we'll just stay right there in Psalm 150 if you have trouble finding Ephesians. If not, you can turn to Ephesians as well. But we're going to be focusing on Psalm 150. The book of Psalms is actually the song book, or was the song book, for the Hebrew people. The word psalm means song. These are songs that people sang. So Psalm 150 is the very last psalm in the book of Psalms. And it reads this way: praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then in Ephesians, we have Paul writing to the early church and telling them in chapter 5, verses 19 to 20, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always, not sometimes, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I love Music Sunday. I love Music Sunday because it is a time when we all gather together as the body of Christ and praise God. Each in our own voices, we all come together with different instruments. We come with different voices. We come and we praise God. And I want you to leave here knowing three things about praise. First thing, Scripture says that God inhabits the praises of his people. What does that mean? That means that God lives in my praise. I want you all to say that. God lives in my praise. God makes a home in the praises we sing today. Our praises are kind of like God's condominium, you know? It's God's front yard, God's living room, maybe. God lives there in your praise, in my praise. And that's why so often when we start to praise God, even in the midst of difficulty, we begin to sense his presence, right? We start to praise God when everything is going wrong, and suddenly the burdens begin to lift, don't they? The darkness grows light. The gloom changes to a glow. I feel pretty good after praising God for an hour in music with you today. Don't you feel good after that? It lifts us up. You want to meet God? You want to sense God's presence? Start praising him, because praise is where God lives. If I want to meet with someone, I go to where they live. If you want to meet God, if you want to meet with God, start praising him. It's where God lives, in your praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. Number two, our lives are meant to be filled with praise. Psalm 150 is full of yada. Say that with me. Psalm 150 is full of yada. Just to be clear, not Yoda. Not Yoda. Yada. The Hebrew word for praise is yada. In the Hebrew, the word yada means to cast, to throw down. In other words, not only to throw oneself down prostrate before God, but to cast words of worthiness and excellence toward God. We're casting them out towards him. Now, look at this psalm. We're going to have it on the screen, this Psalm 150 that we just read. We have that? All right. Now, I want you to count how many instruments are in this psalm. And you might have to go for it. Can you count? How many instruments? Three. And is there more of the psalm coming up? Okay, there's more. There's some more, so keep counting. How many? Huh? Six? Seven. That's what I got. Seven. We had at least seven instruments praising God today. Probably more. We had violin, guitar, organ, piano, harp, drums, cymbals. Our service was full of this, full of a praise of Yada. In fact, cymbals are mentioned twice in Psalm 150. First, we are to Yada God with clanging cymbals. All right? It's pretty good, huh? Can you get a little clapping on that one? Yeah. All right. But then again, right after, it says, Yada God with loud crashing cymbals. Friends, that sound, that's biblical. That's in the Bible. You might realize, too, that Tim plays for a lot of different bands, and he's just graciously playing for us. So we so appreciate you, Tim. It's a biblical sound. The psalmist, probably David, is saying by this is that find something, anything at all, and use it to praise God. Maybe it's a flute, or maybe it's a harp, or maybe it's loud crashing cymbals, or maybe it's the breath in your lungs and you're singing to God, you're shouting His praises, you declare God's goodness. Maybe it's with your time, you yada God, or with your actions, you yada. Today, find something to praise God with. Maybe it's your very life, and do it with all your heart. Don't hold back. And friends, there's always something to praise God for, right? We praise Him for His goodness, who He is. Amen? Amen. Twice in one service, I am impressed. The law told the Jews, actually, they needed to praise God 100 times a day. In doing this meditation for you, all I could think of to myself is, man, I got to praise God more. I got to get this. Just like Psalm 150 is full of yada. I want my life to be full of yada. And finally, praise needs a conductor. The thing about Music Sunday is that praising together only sounds good if you have a leader, a worship director, a conductor. Otherwise, we would all be a cacophony of mismatched sound. Now, Steve Potter is amazing and has worked very hard at putting this all together for us today. And if you notice, a lot of people who are up here were looking at Steve, right? Why is that? Because Steve is our leader here at West Valley when it comes to music. He helps us stay on beat, stay in tune, keeps things moving, lowers the bass, ups the treble, keeps us all in sync. You probably do a lot more than I have any idea of. But what I do know is that he spends hours every week deciding how to put music together in a way that will inspire us on Sundays. Steve is our leader, and we need to look to Steve so that our praises together work to create something beautiful. And that's why I love Music Sunday. It mirrors the church in action. I may not be a violin or an organ. I can't pretend to be what I am not. Maybe instead I'm a piano. But if I look to the leader, the conductor, my gifts, my abilities, my praises can become part of the whole. And together, you and I, bringing all our different gifts and abilities, create beautiful yada. Now, the ultimate leader or conductor of this church is Jesus Christ. I found this great quote recently describing a conductor from Elias Canetti, philosopher. And I couldn't help but think about Jesus conducting and leading us, the church. So here's the quote describing a conductor. His eyes hold the whole orchestra. Every player feels that the conductor sees him personally and still more hears him. He knows, the conductor knows, not only what each should be doing, but what he is doing. He is the living embodiment of law, both positive and negative. His hands decree and prohibit. And since during the performance, nothing is supposed to exist except this work, for this length of time, the conductor is the ruler of the world. Now, as we move into communion, if you haven't already, rivet your eyes on our conductor, Jesus Christ, who is made manifest in this communion table today. Jesus is conducting this church, leading us, moving us to praise God today. Are you looking at him? Do the eyes of Christ hold you today? Are you aware that Christ sees you personally and hears you? Have you come to the point where you know what God is calling you to do and how you fit into God's larger plan or larger musical score, so to speak? How perhaps you fit into this church using your God-given abilities, whether you are a piano or a violin or a cymbal. It all works when we're looking at the same conductor. So today, at this table, we celebrate communion. Communion means, that word means all of us participating together, united in celebration and praise to the one who gave his life, our conductor, our Lord. And we're united because we are following the same tempo, the same beat, the same score, even though we may express it differently. It all works because we're all looking to Jesus. That's how the church is supposed to operate. So today, as you partake of communion, as we all partake together, look to Jesus. And as we do that, may we as a church come together as God's people with our different gifts and abilities to be something beautiful that praises the one whose love for us is greater than anything we can imagine. Let's partake in this communion time, aware of God's great love for us, that he would give his life for us. And let's be filled with yada. Let us pray together. Lord God, you are the author and finisher of our faith. You have called us to praise you, to thank you for your great love. May we look to you in these next few moments as we take you in. We pray, Lord, that you would take these elements of bread and juice and take them from simply being common elements, make them sacred, Lord, for your use and purpose, that as we partake, we may experience your grace and be aware of your steadfast love. In Jesus' name, amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Eat this as often as you would in remembrance of me." The blood of Christ shed for all of us for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us drink together. Amen. Glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forevermore be thine. Look to Jesus as you go out. Give him the praise that he is worthy to receive. May your life be filled with praise this day. May you know the one who loves you. May you know that one intimately, the one who would give his life for you. And may you be filled with joy. Go out. Have courage. Hold on to that which is good. Return no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Honor everyone. Love and serve the Lord. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.